Wesco Home Furnishings has the best furniture at the best prices every day. With 12 area stores, it's easy to shop. Visit WescoHomeFurnishings.com for locations and to shop our brands.
News Talk KCRG, covering the four states like never before. Now on In the Yosho at 105.9 FM.
And we are talking about Severe Weather Preparedness Week this week. We've had emergency management directors in talking about it. We had Dr. Ritter in this morning talking about the school's perspective and what they do to get prepared. So we thought we would ratchet it up to the next level.
Wow. What the heck does that mean? Ratchet it up.
See, that's my moving forward here.
Well, we're joined by Sergeant John Lugenhoff with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. And
kind of setting the bar kind of high all of a sudden, isn't
it?
Not sure where this is going to go today, but
right.
Here we go.
I'm a little concerned as well. So what do we do if we're out and about and not necessarily see a tornado, but there is, you know, really heavy rain, severe weather? What do you do?
Well, here's a crazy thought. I really want to start from the very beginning and think, you know, if we're going to be traveling, wouldn't it be a good idea to maybe see what the weather's going to be? Actually pay attention to the news the night before or later that day when they tell you that giant storm is coming and that's your day of travel. Maybe you should reconsider. Let's think about that to start with.
What if you're just on vacation and, you know, you're traveling through the area and shower pops up?
Sure. We've all been in that situation. You know, hopefully you've got your radio turned on and hopefully the National Weather Service is going to be putting out some updates and you can start hearing things that are going on and hopefully have an idea what you're driving into. But, you know, many times we do get caught in those situations. So obviously heavy, heavy rain, heavy hail. That's a severe distraction. It causes trouble on the roadway as well as trouble with the driver. So if at all possible, you know, take that next exit. If you can get to someplace off the roadway, the one thing we don't want you to do, and we see this so many times, is traffic just basically comes to a stop right in the middle of the interstate. Well, you know, the visibility is so reduced that when that happens, that's ultimately sometimes what starts causing those collisions. So, you know, the number one thing that you can do, if possible, is to get off the road and seek some shelter.
So can I park my car under an overpass?
Actually, you know, that's kind of an old school thing. That's sort of a myth that's been debunked over the last few years because studies have shown that when those high winds come, especially tornadic winds, when they come and they cross over that overpass, what occurs underneath that overpass is actually more dangerous than what occurs outside of that overpass.
Wow.
So, you know, the flying debris, it's all funneled through that little area that you're in. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if it is a tornado situation, you see that tornado coming, obviously we don't want you to try to outrun it because more than likely you're not going to be able to. If it's that detrimental situation, you know, a low-lying ditch, we do say that, experts do say that if you can lay down deep in a ditch, try to get as far away from your car as possible because that tornado could move your car and you don't want it to end up on top of you. Obviously, large culverts, something like that where you can actually physically get underground. And as a last resort, if you have to stay in your vehicle, experts say, you know, remain buckled up. Anything that you have inside of your vehicle, if you carry blankets or coats or whatever, try to cover yourself up just for the potential that glass is going to be breaking and things like that, and sort of lean towards the center of your car and hope for the best. Obviously, that's the worst case scenario, though.
Yeah, that sounds really scary. I can't even imagine being trapped outside in my car in a situation like that.
Absolutely. You know, also this spring, obviously, you know, the high wind is one thing, the hail is one thing, and that's sort of a spotty thing. But you know, year after year after year, we have trouble with people. We have the heavy rains, and they go ahead and they try to drive through that water. Mm-hmm. You know, that's an extremely dangerous situation. It only takes a few inches of water on the roadway to actually physically move your vehicle. And I can tell you personally, I have a very good friend that was driving down a county road and the rain had stopped. The water was actually still. Mm-hmm. He knew the terrain of the roadway. It was covered with non-moving water and he thought it was only a few inches deep. What he didn't know is the road had been washed out.
Oh, wow.
And when he got to the edge, the front of his vehicle dropped and there he was stuck. Now, fortunately, you know, he wasn't hurt, but, you know, that's a pretty costly thing.
Right.
So, you know, don't assume when you see that water across the road, don't assume that everything's perfectly fine just because the water's not moving. Because if you can't see through that water, the roadway may not be there.
Yeah, that is something we often, I think, don't think about is that flash flooding. But, you know, we might get a heavy downpour, and yeah, that's scary trying to drive through that. But then at the same time, it's like, heck, where's all that water going to go?
Well, and we, you know, it's natural for us as human beings. We haven't had it for a while. You know, we haven't had rain for a long time. We haven't had snow for a long time. It's almost like we sort of forget, you know, that as soon as that rain starts falling, you know, now our roadways are going potentially going to become slick. You know, hail is ice. Ice buildup on the roadway calculates into slick roads. So all these things, you know, we need to slow down. We need to turn our lights on. We need to, again, if it's a heavy downpour, high wind, recognize that as not only dangerous, but as a distraction to you as a driver. You're so focused in on, oh my gosh, it's hailing. Oh my gosh, the wind's blowing. You forget about all your surroundings. You don't even pay attention to those other drivers that potentially are going to be driving very recklessly. And, mm-hmm. and if you had your wits about you, maybe you could avoid those collisions. So, you know, that's why we recommend try to get off the road. If you can, try to seek that shelter.
Now, if you're driving along the interstate, well, or any road really, and you don't pull over in torrential downpour, can you turn your hazards on? Are you supposed to do that?
You should. Anytime you're off the side of the roadway, if you pull off on the shoulder and you're going to be stopped there, you should always turn your hazards on for us. You know,
but if you haven't stopped and you're just going to keep on driving, I guess.
No, if your vehicle's moving, do not turn your hazards on, because that hazard is a signal to me and other drivers that that's a stopped vehicle. I see that all the time. Over the years, I've even stopped people that were, they thought they were rushing to the hospital. It was a critical situation. And so they were violating the speed limit with their hazards on. That the hazards didn't tell anybody anything other than, hey, that guy has his lights flashing. He probably forgot to turn them off. So hazards are indicative to us and to most of the motoring public that vehicle is stopped and that we should try to avoid that vehicle.
Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate the update this morning. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everybody be safe out there.
KZRG News Time, 7:52. Trivia is next.